that's one of the pieces that we had in the repertoire before they started getting really serious. So that's the good stuff. The march. You've got to have a march if you're doing a band concert. And that was Purple Carnival by Harry Alford, just one of the best there is, I think. At this point, I'd like to recognize one of the members of the band who kind of got featured on that last piece on the trumpet. I want to recognize this person because this is the first semester of this ensemble, really, in this incarnation. And I really appreciate all of those that are in the group getting this going. I think we're going to have a bigger group next semester. So I'm looking forward to that. But we are only able to have our principal trumpet player with us this semester because he is going to be moving to Texas. And he's a good personal friend of mine. He's band director and at my old school, at Helix High School. He's the assistant there, and he's moving along. And anyway, I just want to wish him well and thank him for playing in this group and getting us a nice, firm start in the trumpet section. So Frank Palumbo, can you take a bow? I can tell you that story another time because it's not really a group discussion where and how that happened. In any case, the next selection is by Johann Sebastian Bach, who not only was a prolific composer, but he was a prolific creator of offspring. He had about 20 children. And one of the ways to keep, well, of course, he really didn't have them, that's the funny part. But one of the ways he had to keep his children busy was he would write a whole bunch of different music for them to, now go play this, stay busy on that. So he had all these prelude and fugues, and it's kind of folklore that one of the reasons he wrote all these was to keep his kids busy. But this one we're going to do is originally written for organ, and pieces for organ transfer very well to the wind.